came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning.
And that's a classic right there, Victory in Jesus. And we have Joe Renshaw in the studio with us this morning. Now, many people around here have probably heard you singing. Of course, we had you were the master of ceremonies this past May for the Memorial Day ceremonies downtown and also at the cemetery. So,
yeah, I enjoy the patriotic stuff and this good old gospel music, hymns. Oh, yeah. And
yep. And this is a great CD here. This is from Care He Sets Me Free CD that you brought in to us here this morning. Many other tracks on here too. So let's talk about what you're going to be doing here coming up on Sunday. You're going to be down at the Branch County Fair, and this is really cool too that the Branch County Fair has been able to do this for as many years as they have. It's been going on for a long time. They've always had the inspirational service down at the Dearth Center down there.
Well, the one of the history parts, you know, my father was all about history. My family has steeped in history in Branch County. But yeah, several years ago, more than 35, my grandfather and grandmother Cox decided after his long-term involvement with 4-H that the fair needed to get back to some good gospel roots to start off the week. And he, along with Scott Wiley's grandparents, started this gospel service with some of the folks kind of thinking it wouldn't last very long. And here we are 35 plus years later, and Scott and I are both involved. So a real blessing.
Yeah, and of course, featuring your talents too, the Gospel Barn Band, of course. That's where Scott's involvement comes in. They've been a part of that for, like you said, for about 35 years now. So,
Yep. From the get-go, I need to jump in and go through all the 4-H files to find out, actually, we think 36, but 35 or more works.
Well, that's still a very good run that you have been able to do there for the fairgrounds and everything. So this is coming up on Sunday, August 7th at 4 o'clock, right?
Yes, sir. Air-conditioned comfort of the Dearth Center. It's features a quartet that didn't exist before Christmas of last year, which I happily am, and probably to say that I'm a part of that.
Yep, yep. The Rugged Cross Quartet, right?
Yep, okay. Yep. And myself, my grandfather and grandmother asked me to sing many years ago, and most of those years I've sang solo-wise. So regardless of the group, I get to sing and take full advantage of that. And the Gospel Barn Band is a very valued part of my life and this service. So
yes, and I've been able to take part in many of the Gospel Barn's services and the music that they provide over there in Hillsdale too. And they're a great group as well. So
oh yeah, and the draw is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. If you miss Sunday or if you come Sunday, either way about it, if you Saturday nights from end of April through the end of October, they have some of the major names in gospel music over to the barn, 30 minutes drive from where we sit, and it's just amazing.
Yeah, it's a great evening of fellowship. They also have some great food and everything out there too.
Oh, the best hot dogs.
Oh yes. Oh yes, absolutely. But we're going to be talking a little more about the service here at the Branch County Fair. Of course, the big packed day on Sunday at the Dearth Center, because after you're done, that's when they're going to get everything all set up for the King and Queen ceremony and everything else happening down there. But so anyone coming down to the fairgrounds for this, there's no admission. Of course, it's the cost to get into the fair, and then everything else is pretty much free, right?
Right, right. We are, yeah. And you can see all the rides being put together and all that fun stuff to do with the fair, and possibly grab some early fair food. Some of them are open. Mm. But it's pretty much just pay to park and then come in and enjoy a couple hours of us and the gospel barn and good gospel music.
But if someone wants to perhaps slip you a little bit of a free will offering,
we take a free will offering. Yep. And I would be much remiss if I didn't mention that Moderates Lawn Service and Jamie Lynn, realtor at Hoska Home and Farm, are sponsors of this and make it much more feasible. My group basically comes from 2 hours away. Our base lives, Ron lives in Muncie, Indiana. The owner of the group, the Baritone, lives in Farmland, Indiana, which is the same area. And then our new lead singer, Dave Mitchell, he hails from over in DeMott, Indiana. So we are about 2 hours from each other one way or the other. And this is our first appearance as a group here for real. We were, of course, we're in the winter. We do a little thing in Batavia at the Batavia Community Church and came up and tried out a few songs. But it's a real blessing to me to sing with these guys and grow in our relationship with them. So,
all right, this is the gospel concert coming up on Sunday at 4 o'clock at the Dearth Community Center, a part of the official start of the Branch County Fair. Joe Renshaw in the studio with us this morning, and we'll have a good time there.
Yeah, and one last quick thank you that I would be definitely in trouble with, and I couldn't do any of this. My number one fan, my wife, Dawn, and her business, Stony Creek Social Media, handles all of my social media, all the Rugged Cross social media, and makes me look really smart in that ballpark. I'm not too technology inclined these days, but I sure look like I am.
Well, you know what? Hey, sometimes it takes a small team of people in order to pull off what you've been envisioning, but you just can't quite accomplish by yourself.
Exactly.
Yep. All right, Joe, thanks for joining us this morning, and we wish you a lot of success and everything else.
Thank you for your support.
All right, and that's Joe Renshaw with us on AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB. We'll go ahead and leave you with this little bit of Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Great is Thy Faithfulness.